हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ श्रीमहागणपतये नमः दिस् ईवनिङ्ग् क्लास् इस् स्पेसिफिकलि फार् लर्निङ्ग् द मीनिङ्ग्स् of the suktams which you have already learnt. And actually Tristan was nimittam for this class. He was asking for the meanings. Of course, we have done elaborate meaning of the Medha Suktam. In fact, initially I did very elaborate classes which were not recorded actually, unfortunately. But Medha also we can do, no problem. But today I thought we'll start with Durga Suktam. Okay. We'll start, first see the meanings of Durga Suktam. And once we finish, then we can do another Suktam also. We have learnt Shri Suktam, Durga Suktam, Medha Suktam. And of course, Rudram also we practiced. Purusha Suktam. So specifically we... When you're chanting, see that you also chant with the understanding. But these words of the mantras are not exactly like the words of the conventional language. Vedic language are completely different, but still you can understand. Okay. So let us chant Durga Suktam once. Om Shri Durga Suktam. ॐ जातवेदसे ॐ जातवेदसे सुनवाम सोममराति यतो निदहाति वेदः स नः पर्षदति दुर्गाणि विश्वानावेव सिन्धुन् दुरितात् त्यग्निः तामग्निवर्णान्तपसा ज्वलन्तीम् वैरोचनीम् कर्मफलेषु जुष्टाम् दुर्गाम् देवीगम् शरणमहम् प्रपद्ये सुतरसितरसे नमः अग्ने त्वम् पारय नव्यो अस्मान् स्वस्ति भिरति दुर्गाणि विश्वा पोश्च पृथ्वी बहुलान उर्वी भवातोकायतनया यशयोः विश्वानि नो दुर्गः जातवेदः सिन्धुन्ननावा दुरितातिपर्षि अग्ने अत्रिवन्मनसा गृणानोऽस्माकम् बोध्यविता तनूनाम् पृतनाजितगम् सहमानमुग्रमग्निगम् हुवेम परमात् सधस्तात् स नः पर्षदति दुर्गाणि विश्वाक्षामद्देवो अतिदुरितात्यग्निः प्रत्नोषि कमीड्यो अध्वरेषु सनाच्च होता नव्यश्च सत्सि स्वाञ्चाग्ने तनुवम् पिप्रयस्वास्मभ्यम् च सौभगमायजस्व गोभिर्जुष्टमयुजो निषिक्तन्तवेन्द्रविष्णोरनुसञ्चरेम नाकस्य पृष्टमभिसंवसानो नाकस्य पृष्टमभिसंवसानो वैष्णवील्लोक इह मादयन्ताम् ॐ कात्यायनाय विद्महे कन्यकुमारि धीमहि तन्नो दुर्गिः प्रचोदयात् ओम शांति शांति शांति। जस्ट टू स्टार्ट द क्लास वॉन्ट टू रिसाइट वंस, मोस्ट ऑफ यू मस्ट बी नोइंग दिस श्लोक वेरी वेल। इन केफ एनी ऑफ यू हैव इट टू लर्न थरली, वी कैन प्रैक्टिस, नो प्रॉब्लम। बट टूडे आई जस्ट वॉन्ट टू से दिस दुर्गा सूक्तम, एक्चुअली इफ यू सी it is from Taittiriya Aranyakam. We ask, where is this Durga Suktam from? This Taittiriya Aranyakam. See, Taittiriya Upanishad we are studying. The whole Veda is divided into four parts. Of course, three khandas. We know Karma Khanda, Upasana Khanda, Jnana Khanda. That is different. But here, the four parts also. So, Brahmanam, Aranyakam, Upanishadam. So, we have these parts. Look at, see here, the Suktams are not in the Upanishad part, not in Brahmana portion also, it's in Aranyakam. This particular Suktam is in Taittiriya Aranyakam. Therefore, you can easily make out, this belongs to Krishna Yajurveda. But it's also these mantras. We need to talk about this Durga Suktam. What is the benefit of reciting Durga Suktam? Of course, any Suktam when recited, we invoke the grace of Bhagavan. That is, we know very well. But here, specifically, in order to ward off all hardships, difficulties, the suktams are chanted, specifically Durga Suktam is chanted. In order to ward off all difficulties, hardship happen in life, the Durga Suktam is recited. And if you see, even though it is said to be an Suktam found in Taittiriya Aranyakam, it is said also this, the mantras we find, mantras which form the whole Durga Suktam are found in different places of Rigveda. Okay? These many mantras together constitute one Suktam as Durga Suktam. It is said that these mantras which form the Durga Suktam are found in different parts of Rig Veda. And in these verses found in these mantras found in different parts of Rig Veda, actually, specifically, they invoke the Agni Bhagavan. Agni Devata, Agni Bhagavan is highly praised, glorified. And Agni Bhagavan is prayed to in these mantras, specifically. Which means, the Agni is looked upon as a symbol of Devi. Agni Bhagavan is worshipped. Agni Bhagavan is glorified in these mantras. And in Rigveda, they are found in different places. Therefore, all those different mantras presenting the glorification of Agni Bhagavan, invoking the grace of Agni Bhagavan, are together presented in Taittiriya Aranyakam as one work with the title Durga Suktam. Title Durga Suktam. So, some any doubt there. In Rigveda, their mantras are found, but they are presented together as one Suktam in Taittiriya Aranyakam. Okay, with this much understanding, let us see the meanings of this mantra. So, how far is the first mantra? In Durga Suktam, the totally we have seven mantras are there, and the eighth mantra is a Durga Gayatri. Seven mantras with one Gayatri mantra, Durga Gayatri. So totally eight mantras form the whole Durga Suktam. So how far is the first mantra? Let me tell you. Om Jata Vedase Sunavama Soma Marati Yato Nidahati Vedaha Sanav Parshadati Durgani Vishwa Nave Vasindhun Durita Tyagnihi. Until Agnihi, first mantra. Mantra number one. Om Jata Vedase Sunavama Soma Marati Yato Nidahati Vedaha Sanav Parshadati Durgani Vishwa Nave Vasindhun Durita Tyagnihi. Om Jata Vedase Sunavama Soma Marati Yato Nidahati Vedaha Sanav Parshadati Durgani Vishwa Nave Vasindhun Durita Tyagnihi. Okay, this is the first mantra. This is the meaning of first mantra here. See, Agni Bhagavan has many names. We call Durga Suktam, but Agni Bhagavan is invoked. So, no, Agni is invoked because the power, he symbolizes the Devi. Therefore, Agni has many meanings in the Veda Shastram. The very word Agnihi means Agre Nayati Iti Agnihi. Agre Nayati means what? The fire alone carries the oblations towards the Devatas. Therefore, Agre Nayati carries, Nayati carries further, carries towards the Devatas the oblations offered. Therefore, the fire element is called Agnihi. But here, and many names are there in the Shastram, one fire has many names. And one of the important names of Agni Bhagavan is Jata Vedas. Sakarantaha Pullingaha Jata Vedas Shabdaha. Nominative case Jata Vedaha it will be. Why Jata Vedaha? That's how it is. So now fourth case we decline becomes Jata Vedase. Jata Vedaha, Jata Vedasam, Jata Vedasa, Jata Vedase. So here, so Jata Vedase, fourth case. Om Jata Vedase. But here, actually, Jata Vedase, even though it's a fourth case, to the Jata Vedas, to Agni Bhag Devata, known as Jata Vedas, to him, Somam Sunavama. So, Somam means Somaha. Somaha, please make note, the word Somaha means Lord Shiva. Somaha means moon. And the other name of Lord Shiva is Somaha. Sa Umaha Somaha. Umaya Sahitaha Somaha. Umaya Sahitaha. Bhagavan Shiva with Uma Devi is called Umaya Sahitaha Somaha. Always Somaha means moon also. The two, Somaha means moon, Somaha also means Lord Shiva with Parvati. Umaya Sahitaha. Sa Umaha. But please make note, here Somaha means the Soma juice. The juice extracted from Soma creeper. What is the connection? That we'll see later on. Now we are seeing literal meaning. Somaha. We'll see the first, we'll see the literal meaning of the mantras. Then we'll see the little more explanation. So Somaha, Somaha means the juice extracted from a specific creeper called Somalata. Soma creeper. So here, to the Agni Bhagavan, to the Jatavedas, Agni Bhagavan known as Jatavedas. So, Sunavama. See, Sunavama is a first person plural verb. So, we offer. Sunavama means we offer the extracted juice of Soma creeper to the Agni Bhagavan, Jatavedas. So we offer extract, we extract and offer the juice of Soma creeper or Soma juice to the Agni Bhagavan. This is the meaning of this sentence. Jatavedase Somam Sunavama. Then what is the next now? Aratiyataha. Om Jatavedase Sunavama Somam. Finish. Jatavedase Somam Sunavama. Simple sentence is over. But the verbs are not exactly the verb like you can find, see, it's a first person plural verb, we understand. But why this is Vedic usage. It's not like conventional language. So, Agni Devaya Somarasam Dadmaha. Agni Devaya Somarasam Dadmaha is the literal meaning of this sentence. Jatavedase Somam Sunavama. Then aratiyataha. Aratiyataha. If you break it, aratiyataha. So aratiyat means an obstacle, impediment is called aratiyat. Aratiyataha means impediments, hurdles, obstacles, obstructions. Breakings. So aratiyataha nidahati vedaha. Nidahati vedaha. So here again, instead of saying jata vedas, simply the word vedaha. The word vedaha does not mean veda here. Vedaha here implies the Agni Bhagavan. So we offer, we extract an offer, the extracted juice of Soma creeper to Jatavedas. And here, Vedaha, may that Agni Bhagavan, may that Agni Devata, Vedaha, Agni Devata, Nidahati. See, Dahati is in conventional language. Dahati means burns. Nidahati means burns. But here, Chandasa Priya, Nidahati. Not Dahati, Nidahati means burns. So that Agni Bhagavan, so Vedaha, Vedaha, Aratiyataha, Nidahati. Vedaha, Aratiyataha, Nidahati. Agni Bhagavan, Agni Devata, burns all forms of obstacles, impediments, obstructions in our pursuits. That's implied. But Nidahati, third person, singular present tense verb. But here, we should take it as imperative verb. So may, even though literally it means Agni Bhagavan burns all obstacles and impediments. How should take it? May Agni Bhagavan burn or remove all obstacles, impediments. Vedaha aratiyataha nidahati. Vedaha aratiyataha nidahati. This is the second sentence. So, jata vedase sumam sanavama vedaha aratiyataha nidahati. Second sentence. 1 month, first mantra, second sentence, then third sentence. Now, saha naha parshadati. Saha naha parshadati. Durgani vishwa. Nava iva sindhum. Durita durita ati agnihi. We have to break like this. What is this language? Chandasa prayogaha. It is not like conventional. Chandasa prayogaha means Vedic usage is like that. So here, Vishwa Durgani, Durgani Vishwa. So Durgam means the hurdles, the problems, the difficulties, sufferings, all are said to be Durgani. Vishwa means all. Vishwa Durgani. Vishwa Durgani means what? All forms of hurdles, all forms of afflictions. Vishwa Durgani. All forms of problems, all forms of afflictions, all forms of sufferings. Vishwa Durgani. Naha. Vishwa Durgani. Ati. Naha ati. Naha means us. Ati. See, literally the word ati means what? Ati literally means. Ati means just it's a prefix like. But here, ati means may protect. So, saha, medit Agni Bhagavan, naha ati, protect us. Saha, naha ati. Saha Agni, Agni Devata, saha Agni Bhagavan, naha ati means patu, rakshatu. Saha, naha ati. Medit Agni Bhagavan, protect us. Again, parshad, parshadati. Parshadati also means what? Parshadati. May protect. Ati also means may protect. Parshadati also means may protect. Saha, naha, Vishwa Durgani, parshadati. May that Agni Bhagavan protect us from all forms of problems, all forms of afflictions. Vishwa Durgani. You can't ask why, what is the language here? Where is the case ending? Don't search for case endings. సో సర్వేభ్య దుర్గేభ్య అస్మాన్ రక్షతు, దట్ ఇస్ ద మీనింగ్. సహ నహ విశ్వాదుర్గాని పర్షదతి, మే భగవాన్ ప్రొటెక్ట్ అస్ ఫ్రమ్ ఆల్ ఫార్మ్స్ ఆఫ్ ప్రాబ్లమ్స్ అండ్ అఫ్లిక్షన్స్. లైక్ హౌ ఎగ్జాంపుల్ ఇస్ గివన్, సింధుం నావా ఇవ, సింధుం నావా ఇవ, జస్ట్ యాజ్ వి క్రాస్ ది ఓషన్. నా సింధు మీన్స్ ఓషన్, సింధుం నావా ఇవ, జస్ట్ యాజ్ వి క్రాస్ ది ఓషన్ ద హెల్ప్ ఆఫ్ ద బోట్. నావా మీన్స్ బోట్, నావా ఇవ, జస్ట్ యాజ్ ది బోట్ హెల్ప్స్ అస్ క్రాస్ ది ఓషన్, సో మే దేవి ప్రొటెక్ట్ అస్, హెల్ప్ అస్ ఓవర్కమ్ ఆల్ ఫార్మ్స్ ఆఫ్ అఫ్లిక్షన్స్, ఆల్ ఫార్మ్స్ ఆఫ్ ప్రాబ్లమ్స్. విశ్వాదుర్గాని నహ పర్షదతి సహ, అగ్ని భగవాన్. నాట్ ఓన్లీ మే భగవాన్, అగ్ని భగవాన్ ప్రొటెక్ట్ అస్ ఫ్రమ్ ఆల్ ఫార్మ్స్ ఆఫ్ డిఫికల్టీస్ అండ్ అఫ్లిక్షన్స్, ఈజ్ ఇస్ దురిత అతి అగ్ని సహ ఇస్ ద ఫస్ట్ వర్డ్, అగ్ని ఇస్ ద లాస్ట్ వర్డ్, మిస్టేక్ బోత్. సహ అగ్ని, సహ అగ్ని, సన్ ఆఫ్ పర్షదతి, దాట్ టేక్ సహ, దెన్ లాస్ట్ వర్డ్ అగ్ని, సహ అగ్ని, మే దట్ అగ్ని దేవత. విశ్వాదుర్గాని నహ పర్షదతి, ప్రొటెక్ట్ అస్ ఫ్రమ్ ఆల్, హెల్ప్ అస్ ఓవర్కమ్ ఆల్ ఫార్మ్స్ ఆఫ్ అఫ్లిక్షన్స్ అండ్ ప్రాబ్లమ్స్, జస్ట్ యాజ్ ద బోట్ హెల్ప్స్ అస్ క్రాస్ ది ఓషన్. సింధుం నావా ఇవ సహ అగ్ని నహ దుర్గాని విశ్వా పర్షదతి. వన్ మోర్ వర్డ్ ఇస్ దర్, దురిత అతి, దురిత అతి, దెన్ వి బ్రేక్ ఇట్ అగ్ని, దురిత అతి. సో దురిత మీన్స్ లిటరలీ మీన్స్ దురితాని పాపం, సిన్స్, బట్ హియర్ ఆల్ ఫార్మ్స్ ఆఫ్ రాంగ్ థింగ్స్. మే అగ్ని భగవాన్, అతి మీన్స్ ప్రొటెక్ట్, పర్షదతి అతి, బోత్ వర్డ్స్ మీన్ ది సేమ్. మే అగ్ని భగవాన్ ప్రొటెక్ట్ అస్ ఫ్రమ్ ఆల్ ఫార్మ్స్ ఆఫ్ ఎర్రర్స్, ఆల్ ఫార్మ్స్ ఆఫ్ మిస్టేక్స్. దురిత ఫ్రమ్ ఎర్రర్స్, మిస్టేక్స్. పర్షదతి హియర్ అతి మీన్స్ ప్రొటెక్ట్. యు ఆస్క్ మీ హౌ డు యూ సే దీస్ మీనింగ్స్, డోంట్ ఆస్క్ మీ, దీస్ ఇస్ ద మీనింగ్స్ బేస్డ్ ఆన్ సమ్ కమెంటరీ. ఇస్ ది ఫస్ట్ మంత్ర, ఇస్ ఇట్ క్లియర్? ఉపనిషత్ మంత్రాస్ ఆర్ నాట్ లైక్ దట్. సో వాట్ ఇస్ ద మీనింగ్ యూ గెట్ నౌ? హౌ మెనీ వర్డ్స్? అగ్ని భగవాన్ జాత వేద, జాత వేదస్, వేద అగ్ని, త్రీ వర్డ్స్ మీన్ ది అగ్ని భగవాన్. సో వి ఆఫర్ ఎక్స్ట్రాక్టెడ్ జ్యూస్ ఆఫ్ ద సోమ క్రీపర్ టు అగ్ని భగవాన్ through the performance of ritual, and that Agni Bhagavan, may the Agni Bhagavan burn and destroy all obstacles. Arati yataha saha nidahati, vedaha nidahati, then saha agnihi vishwa, విశ్వాదుర్గాని నహ పర్షదతి, మేదట అగ్ని భగవాన్ ప్రొటెక్టర్స్ ఓవర్కమ్ ఆల్ హర్డల్స్ అఫ్లిక్షన్స్, లైక్ ది బోట్ హెల్పర్స్ క్రాస్ ది ఓషన్. నావా, నావా సింధుం ఇవ సహ అగ్ని విశ్వాదుర్గాని నహ పర్షదతి, పర్షదతి. And సహ అగ్నిహి దురితా అతి, దురితా అతి మీదట అగ్ని భగవాన్ ప్రొటెక్టర్స్ ఆల్ ఫార్మ్స్ ఆఫ్ ఎర్రర్స్ ఆల్ ఫార్మ్స్ ఆఫ్ సిన్స్ దురితేభ్య నహ రక్షతు అగ్ని దురితేభ్య నహ రక్షతు దట్ ఇస్ ద మీనింగ్ హియర్ సహ అగ్ని దురిత అతి మీద అగ్ని భగవాన్ ప్రొటెక్టర్స్ ఫ్రమ్ ఆల్ ఫార్మ్స్ ఆఫ్ ఎర్రర్స్ మిస్టేక్స్ సిన్స్
స్వామి
యా
you say aratiyato and there is written maratiyato
makes no, no. somam break it somam aratiyatah
okay. yes
is somah nominative somam objective case
okay
we offer the somam means the soma juice the word somah here means soma juice
yes
okay. Objective case, yeah. So, mam aratiyataha. Got it?
Yes, it's written in two words, so I missed it. Okay.
Got it now?
Yes, thank you.
Okay. Om jatavedase. If the meaning, the literal meaning I'm telling you now, I'll explain significance later on. Let's see the literal meaning first. But without knowing the meaning, or with knowing the meaning, with Shraddha, with the faith, if we chant correctly without making mistakes, it's a very powerful sukta. Om Jatavedase Sunavama Soma Marati Yato Nidahati Vedaha సనః పర్షదతి దుర్గాణి విశ్వానావేవ సింధున్ దురితాత్యగ్నిః. అగ్ని భగవాన్ ప్రొటెక్టర్స్ ఫ్రమ్ ప్రొటెక్టర్స్ ఓవర్కమ్ ఆల్ హర్డిల్స్ అండ్ డిఫికల్టీస్ జస్ట్ యాజ్ యు ఓవర్కమ్ డివోషన్ ద హెల్ప్ ఆఫ్ బోట్ అండ్ మే ద అగ్ని భగవాన్ ప్రొటెక్టర్స్ ద from all forms of errors and sins. Durita ati. Durite bhya rakshatu. That's the meaning. Got it now? It's not like a regular language. Okay. Om jatavedase sunavama soma marati yato nidahati vedaha సనః పర్షదతి దుర్గాణి విశ్వానావేవ సింధున్ దురితాత్యగ్నిః. వర్ ఏబుల్ టు బ్రేక్ ఆల్ ద వర్డ్స్ కరెక్ట్లీ?
కెన్ యూ జస్ట్ సే ఇట్ అగైన్ స్వామి జీ?
పార్డన్,
కెన్ యూ జస్ట్ బ్రేక్ ఇట్ అగైన్?
యా. జాతవేదసే సోమం సునవామ. There's nothing much to break. Aratiyataha. Now Vedaha, take it as Vedaha. Aratiyataha. Veda. Vedaha, ti Vedaha. Vedaha, aratiyataha, nidahati. Vedaha, aratiyataha, nidahati. Second sentence. Then, saha agnihi. విశ్వాదుర్గాణి నః పర్షదతి. సహ అగ్నిః విశ్వాదుర్గాణి నః పర్షదతి. సింధుం నావా ఇవ. సహ అగ్నిః సింధుం నావా ఇవ విశ్వాదుర్గాణి పర్షదతి. Then, saha agnihi, I repeated, saha agnihi durita ati. Got it? Saha agnihi durita ati. Found it?
Hmm.
This is the first mantra. It will go second mantra now. Tama. We'll just see. Remember, you only see the literal meaning now. We'll see the explanation later. Tamagnivarnam. Tamagnivarnam. Tapasajvalantim. Tapasajvalantim. Vairochanim. Karma phalesho jushtam tamagnivarnam tapasajvalantim vairochanim karma phalesho jushtam durgam devigam Sharanamaham prapadye, Sharanamaham prapadye, Sutarasitarase namaha. This is second mantra. So second mantra begins from where? Tamagnivarnam tapasajvalantim vairochanim Karma phalesho jushtam Durgan devigam sharanamaham prapadye Sutarasitarase namaha. The second mantra. So second mantra, let us see here. You can see all the words are an objective case. And here, we are not glorifying or praying to Agni. Here, Devi. Agni Varna. Ta, sa, in amnetic case, second objective case, tam. Tam. Agni Varna. Tam means her. Tam. Agni Varna. Tapasa jvalantim vairochanim karma phaleshu jushtam durgam devim aham sharanam prapadye. At least it is here the words are not, you know, very, not something difficult like the first mantra. First mantra, you have to really, you can't make it. Why? Ati means may protect. What is this? What meaning? How do you get it? Simply you have to take the meaning. So, but here at least sentence is clear sentence. Aham sharanam prapadye. Aham sharanam prapadye. Prapadye means I attain. So, sharanam prapadye, when you put together, I surrender. I take refuge. Aham sharanam prapadye, I take refuge, I surrender to. I surrendered. Sharanam prapadye, one word. Whom do I surrender to? Devim Durgam. I surrender to Devi, the effulgent. Devi means effulgent mother, Durga. And you know the word Durga, even Devi Mahatmya class explained. She who enables us overcome difficulties. She who enables overcome any difficulty in life is Durga. And she who cannot be reached easily is also Durga. Why she can be easily reached? First meaning is nice. She enables the devotees overcome difficulties. That's okay. But she is very difficult to reach her. She who cannot be reached easily. She is Durga. What does it mean? Yes. Reaching Durga means having Devi Swarupam revealed to us. Because there's never a time Devi is away from us. Devi is inside and outside of everything, every being. All pervasively, inside and outside of everywhere, every being, Devi is. If the Devi has no inside and outside. Therefore, Devi is always there in every one of us. In every mind, Devi is never a time away from the mind. It's always there. So in spite of being very closely as the nearest self, as the root of I, the truth of everything, even Devi is there, still she doesn't become revealed to us easily. Devi is always there. But why do we not, why we don't have vision of Devi? Be very close to us, always there in our minds. Because we are not ready. We are not prepared. Therefore, if we have to know Devi means, we have to discover Devi, obtaining as our own Swarupam, we need to become mentally ready. We must become eligible for us to have the vision of Devi. Though she is always there as the nearest self, still doesn't reveal her Swarupam easily. We have to become mentally prepared. We must have commitment, the pursuit of jnanam. And we must strictly rely on dharma to have mental preparation. So it's not easy. That is why Devi is said to be the one who cannot be attained, reached easily. This is the meaning of the word Durga. Another meaning is what? She who enables overcome, they would overcome all forms of hurdles in life. So, Devim Durgam Aham Sharanam Prapadye. I surrender to the effulgent Devi Durga who enables us to overcome all hurdles in life. Okay. Now, Kidrishim Devim Durgam. Tam, that the Devi Durga ascended to, who's Agnivarna. Agnivarnam, objective case. So Agnihi, Agnivarna means what? She who is blazing like the fire. She who is of the complexion of blazing fire. She who is blazing like fire is Agnivarna. Means Agnihi Iva Tejasvini. Agnihi Iva Tejasvini. She who is of the effulgence of Agni. She whose complexion is effulgent like fire. She was of the complexion of the blazing fire. They were Agnivarna. Agtam Agnivarnam. Devim Durgam Aham Sharanam Prapadye. Now, one more adjective is that. Tapasa Jwalanti. So, Devi also has tapas. Tapasa Jwalanti. What is tapas here? See, manifestation itself is tapas. So tapasa jwalanti, I'm giving the literal meaning now. Tapasa jwalanti. So Devi as the truth, as the nature of reality, becoming manifest itself is Devi's tapas. Therefore, jwalanti, she who is shining. Jwalanti Shatru Anta Ikara Anta Stilinga Shabda. Jwalanti. So this Devi is shining. Jolanti, shining because of her penance. Devi is shining because of her tapas. Tapasa Jolanti. So, Tam Agnivannam Devim Aham Saranam Prapadye. I surrender to Devi, who is of the complexion of the blazing fire and who is shining. Shining because of her tapas. Tapasa Jalanti. One more adjective. Vairochani. See, Virochanaha is the name of a demon. It's another story. But Virochanaha is also Bhagavan's name. Therefore, anything pertaining to Ishvara, Vairochanaha, Virochanaha is Vairochani. Therefore, Vairochani means what? She who belongs to Ishvara. She who belongs to Ishvara is Vairochani. So, Tam Agnivannam Tapasa Jalantim Vairochanim Aham Sharanam Prapadye. I surrender to that effulgent Devi who is of the complexion of blazing fire. Means what? Who is like? And who is shining because of her tapas? And she who belongs to Virochanaha, the Lord. One more adjective. Karma Paleshu Dushtam. Are you all listening? Okay. Karma Paleshu Dushtam. How many adjectives you can see? Tam. Tam, of course, a pronoun. Agnivarnam. Tapasa Jolantim. Vairochanim. Three are over. The fourth adjective. Karma Paleshu Dushtam. Karma Paleshu Dushtam. See, karma tatha karma phaleshu jushtam. The word jushta. Jushta means she who obtains as the very, very power. She who obtains the very power, the energy, the strength, in all activities and their results. Devi obtains as the very power in all activities and their results of actions. That's the meaning. Yushta means she who remains, obtains as inexplicable power. Jushta. So, karma phaleshu jushtam. Karma phaleshu jushtam. So, karma phaleshu can take it as one word, but here karma, then kama, then phaleshu. Means she who obtains as the very source of energy up in all forms of activities and their results. In all actions and their results. So, karma phaleshu jushtam. That's all. Now, how to take it? Tam agnivarnam tapasa jalantim vairochanim karma phaleshu jushtam devim Durgam Aham Sharanam Prapadye. It's a clean sentence, no ambiguity here. Isn't it? Not like the previous verse. So aham Durgam Sharanam Prapadye. I surrendered to Devi Durga. Kidrushim Durgam. Tam Devim Durgam. Tam Agnivarnam Durgam. Tam Tapasajurantim Durgam. Vairochaniyam Durgam. Karma Phalesu Jushtam Durgam. Aham Sharanam Prapadye. Having said that, Tarase Sutarasi Sutarasi Tarase Namaha. Okay, see, Tarasi Tarati Tarataha Taranti Sar Tarasi Tarataha Taratha Tarami Taravaha Taramaha. This is how we have verbs. So, tarasi means you cross. It is not imperative verb. It's a simple present tense verb. But you have to take it in the sense of imperative. Tarasi means you cross. Sutarasi means you cross. Literal meaning is tarasi, sutarasi means so you reach, you cross the ocean, you reach the shore. That's the meaning. But to take it as imperative. O Devi, may you sutarasi is equal to may you cross. May you help me cross. One meaning. May you help me reach the ocean, reach the shore. Another mean, sutarasi. Then tarase. See, taras itself is one adjective. Can you believe? Tarase, sutarasi. So taras means what? She who enables one cross the ocean is Taras. Taras means she who enables one cross the ocean is Taras. She who helps one accomplish, reach the shore is Taras. So Tarase, so Tarasi. Tarase is a vocative case. Tarase. O Devi, you who enable me cross the ocean. Cross. Having addressed Devi as Sutaras, Tarase, then the prayer is what? Sutarasi, may you help me reach the shore. May you help me, enable me, reach the shore. Sutarasi. Tarase sutarasi. Tarase sutarasi means what? O Devi, you who enable the devotee cross. And sutarasi. May, there's a request. May you help me cross. Help me is impress. May you cross. Help me. Enable me cross. Devotion. Or samsara. The words then, we offer salutation. Namaha. Namaskaraha. Salutations. Got it? This is the literal meaning of this second mantra.
Swamiji, Tarase is fourth case.
Eh?
Tarase is that fourth case because of the Namaha?
Yeah. It's a fourth case. Tarase Namaha. But here, Tarase means, yeah. She who, so salutations unto her who helps me cross the ocean of samsara. Then the imperative verb is what? Sutarasi. So, that is simple, clean, present tense verb, but take it as imperative. Oh Devi, may you help me cross the ocean of samsara. Nice mantra. Tam agnivarnam tapasa jvalantim vairochanim. So vairochani means Devi who belongs to the Virochana, the Lord. Tam agnivarnam tapasa jvalantim vairochanim karma phale rujushtam durgam devigam sharanamaham prapadye sutarasitarase namaha. Tam agnivarnam tapasa jvalantim vairochanim karma phale rujushtam durgam devigam sharanamaham prapadye sutarasitarase namaha. Tam agnivarnam tapasa jvalantim vairochanim karma phale rujushtam tam agnivarnam tapasa jvalantim. When you're chanting Agnivarnanta, say namaha. Got it?
Swamini, can it be the second case for imperative for which there is no ending?
Pardon?
Can you take it as a second case for imperative for which there won't be any paraspampadam?
No, sutarasi is a simple present tense verb only. Sutarasi is a present tense verb. Why we take it as? Imperative. Sutarasi. It means you cross. The meaning is you cross. How take it? You who enable us to cross. You who help us cross, isn't it? See, sutarasi means you cross. But does Devi cross? No. Sutarasi, simple present tense verb, but take it as imperative verb in Veda. There's no reason why it is. So may you help us reach the shore. May you enable us reach the shore, cross the ocean. That is the meaning. Okay.
Would it be Sushta Tarasi, Swamiji? Would it be Sushtu Tarasi? The so?
No, simply, that's it. That's the not a big thing. Sukh Tarasi. Okay. Tam agnivarnam tapasa jvalantim vairochanim karma phale rujushtam. The Devi is the very strength and energy and power in all activities and the results. So such Devi I surrender to. And O Devi, you help us reach the shore. You who enable us cross. That's the meaning. Tarase sutarasi namaha. Okay, third mantra begins from here. Literal meaning you are seeing, I'm going to explain a little more after completing all the mantras. Now it begins from Agne tvam paraya navyo asman swasti bherati durgani vishwa poscha prithvi bahulana urvi bhava tokaya tanaya yashayo. Agne tvam paraya navyo asman swasti bhirati durgani vishwa. Agne tvam paraya navyo asman swasti bhirati durgani vishwa. Poscha prithvi bahulana urvi bhava tokaya tanaya yashayoho. So until sayoho, you have third mantra. Got it? Yeah, until then, there's no reason why this is how. That is how the mantras are given. I'm only giving you the, based on the commentary, okay? Agne tvam paraya navyo asman swasti bhirati durgani vishwa poscha prithvi bahulana urvi bhava tokaya tanaya yashayoho. Agne tvam paraya navyo asman swasti bhirati durgani vishwa poscha prithvi bahulana urvi bhava tokaya tanaya yashayo. So here, Agni, of course, you know very well, Agnihi ikaranta pullinga shabda. Therefore, vocative case, like Harihi Hari, Agnihi Agni. This is, you know, a difficulty here. It is exactly conventional language. Agni means O Agni Deva. Agni Deva. Then Navyaha. Tvam Navyaha. He Agni Tvam Navyaha. He Agni Tvam Navyaha. O Agni Bhagavan. He O Agni Devata. Tvam Navyaha. Navyaha means you deserve praise. You deserve glorification. Or you can be. You're the one to be praised, glorified. Agne tvam navyaha. O Agni. You deserve glorification. Means what? You have to be glorified. You have to be praised. How? Next we say, tvam navyaha. Swasti bihi. Swasti bihi. First sentence over. Agne tvam navyaha, sentence number one. O Agni, you deserve the glorification. You are the one to be glorified, praised. Then, second sentence. Swasti bihi. Swasti means auspicious. Swasti means auspicious. Swasti bihi means through auspicious means. Swasti bihi means through auspicious means and joyful ways. Through auspicious means, joyful ways. Paraya, asman paraya. Paraya means what? Help us cross. Help us cross. Help us reach the shore. Paraya. Param means shore. Paraya means make us reach the shore. Help us reach the shore. Naha means us. Naha paraya. In Tamil, we can easily say, Engalai karayetruvai. That's the meaning. Naha paraya. So help us reach the shore. That's the meaning. Asman paraya. How? Swastibihi. Swastibihi means through auspicious means or joyful ways, help us reach the shore. Naha, naha paraya. Paraya is imperative verb. He Agni, tvam navyaha, full stop. Asman, swastibihi, paraya. How? Vishwa Durgani. Again, Vishwa means all. You know this. This Vishwa means all. Only in Vedic, Veda you find this expression. Vishwa Durgani. So, Vishwa Durgani, all hurdles, all difficulties. Through auspicious means, Swasti Bihi means what? Through auspicious means, through joyful ways, help us reach the shore, help us overcome all forms of hurdles. Vishwa Durgani Asman Paraya. Through joyful ways, through auspicious means, help us overcome or cross all hurdles and difficulties. How do you say? Na asman swasti bihi Durgani Vishwa. Paraya is there. You have to take ati with the paraya. Ati paraya. Paraya itself is enough. The verb is complete. But ati you have to say. Ati paraya. Ati paraya means what? Help us reach the shore. Ati implies take us beyond. Take us beyond the ocean of difficulties. That's the meaning. Ati means take us beyond. Help us reach the shore. Help us overcome all hurdles. They may take us beyond the difficulties. Ati means take us beyond. Agne tvam navyaha. Tvam asman swasti bihi Durgani Vishwa Ati paraya. Is it clear now? Got it? Durgani Vishwa Atiparaya. Without Ati itself, the meaning is complete. But still Ati, so take us beyond the difficulties means what? Free us from problems. That's the meaning. Agnetvam parayanavyo asman swasti bhirati durgani vishwa. Now we have already seen second, two sentences in one mantra, okay, third mantra. Pushcha prithvi bahulana urvi bhava tokaya tanaya yashayo. I'll do this third mantra and stop today. Okay. Pushcha prithvi. Puhu. You break it. Puhu cha. Puhu. Puhu means our village. Our town is Puhu. Puhu means Puram. Puram means a city. Puhu. Our small city is called Puhu. Puhu is equal to Puram. Our city. Then Apuhu. Prithvi. Prithvi literally means earth. But here we take it as our land, Prithvi. See, our city or our town, Puhu. Prithvi, our land. Urvi. Urvi means, again, Urvi means earth. But Urvi means the world. Our city or our town, our land and our world. Well, how do you say our? Is naha is there. Naha puhu cha naha prithvi naha urvi. See, prithvi, urvi, puhu, all three words are feminine gender words. Puhu, prithvi, urvi. All strilinga shabda. Naha puhu, our town or our city. Naha prithvi, naha is implied. Our land. Naha urvi, our world. Bahula. Be with abundance of prosperity. Bahu means abundance. So abundance of what? Implied. Abundant. Be with abundance of prosperity. So may our naha puhu, naha prithvi, naha urvicha, bahula. May our town or city, land and world be abundantly prosperous. Bahula. Puhu cha prithvi urvi na urvi bahula. Then this bhava is now, bhava is Vedic expression, chandasa prayogaha. But here it should take as bhava. Bhava means what? May you become or may you be. Imperative verb of bhavati. Okay, bhava. Bhava. So, shayoho bhava. Shayoho means the bestower of joy. May you be the bestower of joy. Shayoho bhava. May you be the bestower of joy. How do you derive this meaning? is what the Bhashyam says. Shayoho bhava, may you be the bestower of joy. To whom? Tokaya tanayaya. Tokaha. And tanayaha means offsprings and children. May you be the bestower of joy to our progeny and children. Tanayaha means sons. May you be the bestower of joy to our progeny, children. Tanayaha, santus, sons. Tanayaya is singular, but take it as plural verb. Tokaya, to our children, to our progeny. Tanayaya, to our sons. Specifically for sons. You should take it as, may you be the best of joy to our son. But Tanayaya, you take it as Tanayebhyah is implied. Because in Vedic prayer, we never pray for singular, for any singular thing. We only pray for the Samashti, for everybody. That's why you take it as a plural meaning. I will be wondering why Tanayaya, Tanayaha son, Tanayaya for son. Right, for sons. That's the meaning. That's how you should take it here. Tanayaya, Tokaya, Shayoho Bhava. How many sentences here? Agni, Tom Navyaha. Sentence number one. O Agni, you deserve all praise and glorification. You are the one to be glorified. You're the one to be praised. Asman Swastibhihi Vishwadurgani Atiparaya. Through auspicious means, joyful ways, help us cross, overcome all forms of difficulties. Help us go beyond suffering. Puhu cha naha puhu cha prithvi urvi bahula. May our city, may our land, may our world be abundantly prosperous. Tokaya tanayaya sayoho bhava, samyoho bhava. May you become the bestower of joy to our children, progeny, specific to our sons. Is the literal meaning. So 1, 2, 3, 4 sentences in one mantra. Literal meaning I'm giving. Of course, after completing it, I will explain it again. Agne tvam paraya navyo asman swasti bherati durgani vishwa poscha prithvi bahulana urvi bhava tokaya tanayaya shayoho. Got it? Yeah. It won't be exactly like in conventional language, okay? It is very difficult. Vedic usage is very different. That's why we know the literal meaning now, then I will explain later. How there's a connection between Agni and Devi, etc., I'll tell you. Agne tvam paraya navyo asman swasti bhirati durgani vishwa. Poscha prithvi bahulana urvi bhava tokaya tanayaya shayoho. Agne tvam paraya navyo asman swasti bhirati durgani vishwa. Poscha prithvi bahulana urvi bhava tokaya tanayaya shayoho. Okay, so we'll see next class. Oh, which we'll finish it soon. ओम जातवेदसे सुनवाम सोम मराति यतो निदहाति वेदः स नः पर्षदति दुर्गाणि विश्वानावेव सिन्धुन्दुरितात्यग्निः तामग्निवह्नाम् तपसा ज्वलन्तीम् वैरोचनीम् कर्म फलेषु जुष्टाम् दुर्गाम् देवीगम् शरणमहम् प्रपद्ये सुतरसि तरसे नमः अग्ने त्वम् पारयानव्यो अस्मान् स्वस्तिभिरति दुर्गाणि विश्वा पोश्च पृथ्वी बहुला न उर्वी भवातोकायतनया यशयोः ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः।